his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, and you know, Veda and Mitzia. We saw B'siyata Dishmaya in the previous shiur, Niflos Mitaras Hashem. We saw that there are two sources for the din of Yeyush. One is Me Asher Tovad Mimenu Mitzasa. That's in Bava Kama. Something is lost from everybody, then there's no din of Achzara, Ziyayush. That's Rashi in Bava Kama 66a. And there's another Rashi in Bava Mitzia 27a that we learn from Simla. It's just like Simla's miyuchad sheish ba simanim veish latovim. So to everything that has simanim and has tovim, you have to be machriz. But Rashi says lemutem midi demidi adina ba demiayish, and that excludes something from which we know that he was misyayish. So you learn from Simla. So Rav Itzel Blazer and the Pri Yitzchak asks why Rashi needs two sources. So in the second volume, in the fourth siman, he answers that from Simla we only learn Aveda after Yeyush, that there has to be Hashava, that there need not be Hashava. We don't know that it belongs to him. How do you know that it's his? The Aveda is his. That we learn from Asher Tovad, that Aveda after Yerush Bailim belongs to the Motzei. So I have a second limud. Second limud can't be telling us the Etzem Din Yerush, we already know that. It's telling us that it actually belongs to him. So we want to understand what's the Havamina. What's the Havamina to say that there would be Yerush, but there wouldn't be his, it wouldn't be Shiloh? That all you learn from Simla is a din hashava, that there's no din hashava, but it still doesn't belong to him. So we saw the Rambam, who only when it comes to zutul shayam, Rambam says a reyu shel motza, but ma'amid mamono ladas, somebody purposely loses his money, he says you don't have to return it. But you're not allowed to take it for yourself. What's not avei d'shem b'shava pruta? Rambam emphasizes you don't have to return it, but he doesn't say it's yours. So we see that zutul shayam is different. That we're coming with taras yeyush. Yeyush is a matir, like we learn from the psukim, either from Asher Tovad or Simla. And therefore, the mitzvah is yours. Mashenki in the other cases, when a person is ma'abid mona ladas or pachos mishava prut, that's not taras yeyush. So yes, there's no taras hashava, but there's no davar hamatir, and therefore it's like other chafatim that don't belong to you. He still has bailus, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. We have to say that only we would have the limit of Simla, all there would be was a tour of Hashavas Aveda. But the object would still belong to the bailim. So comes the Alfus of Asher Tovad to tell us that Yeyush is matir for you to own this object. Because again, we see in the Rambam, sometimes there's no din of achzara. You don't have to do Hashavas Aveda, but it's still not yours. So you need a special lima to tell you, with regards to an Aveda, that the Aveda is yours. And the Rambam says this only applies to Zutra Shalyam. Only Zutra Shalyam belongs to you. But when it comes to Ma'abid Mona Ladas, Apachas Bishava Pruta, it's not yours. You don't have to return it, but it's not yours. So we have to still understand what patters him from Hachraz and Hashav is Yeyush. Like Rashi tells us. Now why doesn't he have to return the object? There's Yeyush. But at the end of the day, once he doesn't have to return it, So why can't you just keep it? As we still don't understand why you can't just keep the object. Beseder. So there's Yeyush. Once there's Yeyush, you don't have to return it. Once you don't have to return it, just keep it for yourself. So we said in the previous shiur that there are really two dinim. There's a din Yeyush, and that's Mechus Aveda. Once there's Yeyush Bailim, it's no longer considered an Aveda. It's not Mechus Bailus for Kinyanim, it's Medine Parshas Aveda, it's a din in Aveda. Aveda is what the Bailim are searching after, but if it's Mesiyash, it's not an Aveda. There's another din, that Yeyush is Menatek, is Etzim Din Abailus. It's not his anymore. So we understand. The fact that we learn Gzela from Aveda Linyan Yeyush is only talking about the Din Shelo. But at Kamashen Ogea Dover the Parshas Aveda, you can't learn Gzela from Aveda. It's two different Parshas. As far as Shelo goes, so you can learn from the Parsha of Gzela, but as far as Parsha of Aveda goes, how do you know it's no longer considered an Aveda after Yeyush? So we explain that Rashi brings two psukim. In Bava Kama, the Rashi brings a Asher Tovar. And there we learn Dinei Yeyush that are Nogea L'Shelo L'Bailus. Because Rashi in Bava Kama is talking about Dine Gzela. Right? Merubah is not talking about Dine Aveda. Perek Merubah in Bava Kama is talking about Dine Gzela. 66a. So Rashi there tells us that as far as the parsha of Gzela goes, it's yours. Because the person was Mesiyash. That's all when it comes to the parsha of Gzela. It's yours. But how do you know, as far as Dine Hashava goes, that there's no Dine of Hashava? Maybe there's still a Chi of Hashava. That you have to learn from the Parsha of Aveda. And that you learn from Simla. From Simla you learn that if it doesn't have Simanim and Tovim, because, and therefore the person is Mesiyash, so it's no longer considered an Aveda. That's the second din. That's Medine Parshas Aveda. It's telling you that it's no longer an Aveda. So Rashi brings a different Yalfusa in Parshas in the Sefer Bava Kama, because that's Rashi's telling us there about Dine Yeyush. That once there's Yeyush, there's no longer Bailus. He loses his Bailus. So that can't be learned from the parish of Aveda. Limud. Then you have the Limud of Maseches Bava Metzia, which is telling us that it's no longer considered an Aveda. Okay, so that's a summary of what we learned in the previous shiur. Now we're going to go further. And again, this is based on the Torah of Akom Baruch Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. The Evan Ezel, Rabbi Zuzama Meltzer Zatzal, writes that the opinion of the Torahs in Reis Samach Beis. Let's say you have an Aveda, and this Aveda isn't equal to Pruta. What does it belong to? It belongs to the finder. So it would appear that it's Muchach like this from what the Torah writes, that it says that when someone saw a Chefetz, it fall from three Shutfin, and it's only worth two Prutos, if they weren't Mochel each other, therefore each one is holding on to their portion, So you don't have to return it. So it's his because each one doesn't have a pruta. So aveid shem b'sheva pruta belongs to the finder. Arelu shelo. V'imenu shava ala pruta arelu shelo delo talina d'shnai machlu l'echad, he writes. If it's not a shava pruta, then you could keep it. You don't assume that there's mechila. So again, the sheet of the tour is that aveid shem b'sheva pruta belongs to the finder. So it emerges that there's a machlokas in the Rambam and the tour. An aveda that doesn't have a shava pruta, there's only a tour in hashava and achraza. But you're not allowed to take it. That's the Rambam. Remember we saw the Rambam before? This Rambam is in the laws of Gzeil of Aveda, the 11th chapter. Halachas 10, 11, and 12. And there the Rambam says, in Halacha 12, you don't have to return it, but it's not yours. And the Torah holds that it's not, that's yours. And it would appear that the Torah writes at the beginning of the Siman, Eino Chayivba. First he writes Eino Chayivba, afterwards it's Muchach that he holds it's yours. Because he writes about three Shutfim, two prutis, harei lushela. So if it's not worth a sheva pruta, also harei lushela. The Torah writes at the beginning of the siman, kol avei d'sheino sheva pruta b'shas avei d'sheva sheva eino chayev ba. So you're not chayev, and eino chayev ba, as we prove from later on, means that it's yours. But the Torah writes a lashon of eino chayev ba. It's a very significant lashon. Because that would indicate that the Torah holds that b'yisod ha'davar, he also believes that it's just a p'tur in Hilchos Aveda. That the Alfusa is coming to teach us only she'enu chayev ba. That b'yisod ha'davar, he agrees that it's a din in Aveda. And therefore, enu chayev ba. So if you're allowed to keep it, but b'yisod hadavar, it's a p'tur in Hilchos Aveda, and that's the limud. The limud is they don't have to return it. So asks this Rav Isser Zalman, from what the Torah writes in Reis Samach Aleph after it brings Das HaRambam Bara'ah, that Aveda Midas, you're not allowed to take it for yourself. He writes, V'ein nirakein d'Aveda Midas have a hefker. No. He says, it's not so. Aveda Midas is hefker. And this he asks, why did the Tur have to say that Aveda Midas is hefker? Tell me that Lashita Satur, if you're not chayv in Hashava, so it belongs to the guy, it belongs to the finder, Harei Yishal Motza. So why did the Tur have to come on to the fact that it's hefker? Just say there's no chiyuv hashava. In other words, where does the tour start? The tour starts in the fact that there's no chiyuv hashava. It doesn't start with the fact that you could take it. But you sell that davar, it's because there's no chiyuv hashava. Ain't no chayiv ba. And since ain't no chayiv ba, memeli you can keep it. But he holds ain't no chayiv ba. There's no chiyuv hashava. So why did the Torah, when he was arguing with the Rambam, who says that the Veda Midas, you're not allowed to take it, why did he have to say, V'nir ken de Veda Midas have a hefker? You don't have to say that it's hefker. You could just say there's no chiyuv hashava. And if there's no chiyuv hashava, memeila harei yishal motza, belongs to the finder. That's the way the Torah holds. As long as there's no parish of Aveda, that's the way the Achronim explain the machlokas between the Torah and the Rambam. The Rambam holds there are two dinim. There's din Aveda and there's din Hashava. There's din shelo, and there's din hashava. And the Rambam holds that even if there wasn't a parish of hashavas aveda, you wouldn't be able to take it for yourself. So he holds nechon. Medina hashavas aveda, you don't have to return it, but you still can't take it for yourself. And the Torah holds no. B'chol aveda, if not for the parish of hashavas aveda, that you have to return it. This belongs to the finder. So memela, the second you say there's no din of hashava, so then the finder can keep it for himself. In other words, they both hold that b'yisod adavar eino chayev ba, but the Torah holds the second you say eino chayev ba means oh, there's no din hashava. Memela, it's shel motza, because now there's no parsha of hashavas aveda, it's shel motza. And the Rambam says, no, even without the parsha of hashavas aveda, see, right, you don't have to return it, but that doesn't make it yours. This is Yadua Nachronim. Look there in the Evan Ezel, in the Shirei HaGranat, Bav Mitzia Dav Beza, who brings from Rav 9, Bav Mitzia Beza Mid Aleph. And what the Evan Ezel writes on the words of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, Ve'en Laharich. So on Kol Panim, we want to understand why the Torah has to say, oh, Aveda midas is hefker. Just say, you don't have to return it. And according to the Torah, if you don't have to return it, memela, the din is that it's yours. So why does he have to say, no, you can keep it because it's hefker? So you can see there what the Evan Ezel answers. So the Mahalach we're going to go on is as follows. It says, Hagon, Hagadol of Mizrachi Shlita. Should be a schus for him. He should be Marich Yamim. He's already, already hit the 90 a while ago, so we want him to make it to 100 and 110, 120 at least. So it would appear that all that the Torah holds, that if there's no mitzvah hashava, belongs to the finder, that's only if mitzad hachefza shel ha'aveda ein badinei o mitzvah hashava. If mitzad ha'aveda itself, there's no din, there's no mitzvah hashava, then we have a klal that if there's no mitzvah hashava, the finder can keep it. Because for the very same reason that the chayfetz has no chovas hashava, it also belongs to you. But let's say the miut of chovas hashava is not mitzad the chefetza, ela ach mitzad habaylim. The chovas hashava is not mitzad the object. The chovas hashava is mitzad the baylim. There the Torah holds that you can't be tola the chovas hashava. Beheter alekicha la'atzma. Because like we said, mishum shekamu lo ne'emrat liya zot ela k'sheota siba sheyachet l'shnei adinim. We have the same reason. In other words, for the same reason that the cheftza says no chovas hashava, for that reason it belongs to you. But if the miut and chovas hashav is not mitzad the cheftz, it's mitzad the bailim, there the Torah holds that you can't be tole the chovas hashava and the heter for taking it yourself. Because these are two different dinim. Here the Torah hashava was said legabe mitzad the gavra ha-ma'abed. And in such a case, can't take it for yourself. You're right, there are no dine hashava, but you can't take it for yourself. Because the p'tur hashava is not mitzad the cheftza, it's not the gavra. If the p'tur hashava is mitzad the cheftza, then memela you can keep the cheftza for yourself. But if the p'tur hashava is mitzad the gavra, then what right do you have in the cheftza? And because of this, if not for the fact that ma'abed l'das would make the Aveda Hefker, the Torah would admit that even though the Alfusa was memaye to the Aveda Mechoivas HaHashava, this would not be nogea to Heter Lakicha. Because like we said, that there's no Torah's Hashava Machmas HaBailim is not Mechayiv Heter Lakicha. when it comes to Aveda Midas, you're right, you don't have to return it. But you don't have to return it because you, the Gavra, are Pater from Hashava. And that's why he had to come on and say that, oh, it's Hefker. It's Hefker. You know why you can take it? Because it's Hefker. But as far as the Ptur Hashava goes, that's Mitzad the Bailim. If it's a Chavitz of Sanvei Debidas, you don't have to return it. And that's the why the Torah had to come on to a new reason. He had to say, you know why you can keep it? Because it's Hefker. That's why you can keep it. But not because there's no Chobos Hashav. Because the Chobos Hashav is not because of the Chavtza. The Chobos Hashav is because of the Gavra. So therefore it would come out that there's a Machlokas here between the Torah and the Rambam. If Aide Ibud Mamun Ladas, it's Hefker or not? Rambam doesn't say if you're Ma'abid Ladas, it's Hefker. Ma'abid Mamunu Ladas, I raise the Ovid Mamunu Ladaito, Balfi Shasawa Dabas Elito Latsum, and Azoko Klahachzir. Rambam doesn't say it's Hefker. The Torah says it's Hefker. So we have to understand this. So it appears as follows, says Rav Zerachi, that Be'emes, the very fact that he's Ma'abid Mamunu Ladas is not Machayev Hefker Beguf HaAveda. And this is Muchach from the fact that the Rambam says that you're not allowed to take this object for yourself. It must be that the Rambam holds that the Miut of Asher Tovad Mimenu Prat Lama'abid Ladaito is a Miut in Dini HaShavas HaAveda. The Rambam has a miut in Dini HaShavas HaVeda. And you don't have to return it. But it doesn't mean that it's Hefker. The very fact that he's Ma'abid Mamon Das doesn't mean that it's Hefker. Otherwise, why did he have to come on to a limit of Asher Tovad Prad L'Ma'abid L'Atzma? Don't say Asher Tovad that if he loses it, you don't have to return it, excluding a case where we have to return it, excluding a case where he loses it purposely. Tell me it's Hefker. The answer is that according to the Rambam, it's not Bechreach Hefker. The tour holds that it's true that mitzad svar that doesn't make it hefker just because it's an abed ladas. But the tour also holds that that's what was said in the Sialfusa, that if a person is ma'abed ladaito, the heftza is called hefker. And that's what was said in this miut. The reason this chayfetz that he lost purposely doesn't have dini hashavas aveda is because it's hefker. And that would appear muchrach. It doesn't seem that the Torah argues with the alfusa the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings the alfusa. Shenemar asher tovad prat l'mavid l'daito. So why say the Torah argues with the alfusa? The Torah accepts the alfusa. And the Torah says that from this alfusa you see that it becomes hefker. So it comes out, they're arguing, what is learned from the Sialfusa? Is it Hefker or not Hefker? What's the Rambam's makor for this drasha? That's not so pashut. The Mefarshim discussed that. The Bach asks on the tour, how does he know that it's Hefker? You have to verbalize your Hefker, as it says in Simon Reish Ayin Gimel. It must be like we said, that this Hefker is Chal because of the Chiddush of the Pasuk, Asher Tov Menu Prat L'Mabid L'Daito. So the Torah learns it from Yalfusa. From this very Yalfusa, that here you don't need to verbalize it. Here you have a Yalfusa to tell you that it's considered lost. It's considered Hefker, excuse me. So that's pretty awesome. Of course, we're not finished yet because we have a lot to discuss with friends. And all we can do is give ourselves a bracha that we should be zochah to continue. And we should see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem yisbarach and understand mirtz Hashem. Taras Hashem b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Hashem should give us the material and spiritual brachas to do so. Shalom, shalom.